This is Jerry Seinfeld.
What?
What is this? What are we doing? What in God's name are we doing?
What are you doing, Jerry?
We're not men.
No.
We're pathetic, you know that?
Jerry, can you be normal for once?
Why can't I be normal?
Normal!
It would be nice to see some humanity from you.
It would be nice to care about someone.
Yes, yes, care.
Sorry.
But instead, this is what the world gets to see.
Jerry, can I get a selfie?
Sure.
Free Palestine!
I don't care about Palestine. I don't care about Palestine. I don't care about Palestine.
That's sad.
Now let's contrast that with who Hollywood would consider one of the legends in the comedy world, Mr. Dave Chappelle himself.
I was in the Middle East years ago after I quit my show. I was trying to find out what I wanted to do with my life. And while I was there, Jimmy Carter flew to Israel. So everybody in the region was talking about a former American president being in the Middle East. And while he was in Israel, a book of his was released, and its title was very controversial in Israel. And the title of the book was Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid. And people were very mad in Israel. There was a lot of mean stories that came out in the paper, but some people were supportive. And while he was there, Jimmy Carter said, I want to go to the Palestinian territory. And the Israeli government said, it's too dangerous. And if you go, we cannot protect you. And man, Jimmy Carter went anyway. I will never forget the images of a former American president walking with little to no security while thousands of Palestinians were cheering him on. And when I saw that picture, it brought tears to my eyes. I said, I don't know if that's a good president, but that right there, I am sure, is a great man. It made me feel very proud.
Hopefully you can learn something from your comedy colleague here, Jerry.
Please, do better next time.
I don't care about Palestine. I don't care about Palestine.
This is some incredible advice for Jerry Seinfeld and anyone else whose heart to the situation has gotten harder than a rock.
Please, all of us, do better next time. Do not forget your humanity. And please have empathy for displaced people.
Do not forget your humanity. And please have empathy for the displaced people. Whether they're in
the Palisades or Palestine. Thank you very much.
Let's move on to the next story. I am shocked. I'm blown away that it's not being covered.
Turning now to a terrifying scene on Miami Beach. You're looking at the suspect who is accused of shooting at two men inside a vehicle. Police say he fired off 17 shots
by the mainstream media. Just imagine if this person had an Arabic name, somehow or another he was connected to Islam. What would happen? This is really an unbelievable story. Just mind-blowing. I want you to just let me know in the comments below why we know, but why do you think the mainstream media is silent on this?
But it's all too real. The surveillance video shows the victims desperately trying to get help.
You got some of the local channels covering it like this.
Because he said that he, quote, saw two Palestinians.
But after it runs on the local station, it's going to be forgotten about. Nobody's going to be talking about it. Imagine if it was flipped and it was someone connected to being a Muslim. What would happen?
This was a terrorist act.
He wants to hear from the FBI as well as the mayors of Miami Beach and Miami-Dade.
We need the feds involved. Did he act alone? Was he part of a hate group? We don't know. It is up to the authorities to inform us that.
Let's get into the story. So you got a Zionist man sees two other Jewish men in a car. Here's the twist. So they're in Miami, and he thinks they're Palestinians. He thinks they're Arabs. So he pulls up on them. This is an assassination attempt. And he unloads, not twice, boom, boom. Not four times, boom, 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 boom. Not 10 times, boom, 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 boom. No, get this, 17 times, 17 rounds into them because he thinks they are Palestinians.
Boom, 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 boom. He got the bullet. Some guy thought they were Palestinians and he just fired shots at them.
Because police say the suspect thought they were Palestinian.
Now get this, then you have the two victims who are in the hospital recovering. They post about this attack on social media, and literally at the end of their post, they're like, death to Arabs. Unbelievable. So you got three strangers who have one thing in common. They're Zionists and they hate all Arabs. They hate Muslims. So much so that one tries to take out the other two because he thinks they're Arabs, thinks they're Muslims. And then the other two go ahead and blame the attack on Arabs, Muslims.
I don't care about Palestine.
That's where you get with this type of blind hate. And when you lose your humanity, like we started off the program with this famous comedian, Jerry Seinfeld.
I don't care about Palestine.
It would be nice to care about someone.
Yes.
Sorry.
Please, all of us, do better next time. Do not forget your humanity. And please have empathy for displaced people.
Well, hopefully this gets to him. He can turn his humanity back on. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Until next time, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.